问题，他告诉你。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是米少米歇尔，我们的嘉宾壮壮老师。
Hello, everybody.、Mm-hmm. 好，我们这次呢难度又稍稍降低，自上次这个难度稍高之后、mm-hmm. 哈。这次呢我们先来一个对话，这个对话呢也不长，还是2分40秒左右，不到3分钟、mm-hmm. 啊。现在我们来听一下。It is a conversation between a student and the department secretary.
Listen to a conversation between a student and a department secretary.
Hi, Ms. Hendricks.
Hi, Brad. How are you?
I'm fine, except I have a question about my paycheck.
Sure, what's up?
Well, it's already been several weeks into the semester, and my paycheck was supposed to go directly into my bank account, but there haven't been any deposits.
That's odd.
Yeah. Well, I thought graduate teaching assistants were automatically put on the payroll at the beginning of the semester.
They are. Let's see, did you complete all the forms for payroll?
I filled in whatever they sent me, and I returned it, like, at the end of August.
Hmm. Well, you definitely should have been paid by now. At least 2 pay periods have passed since then.
I asked at the bank, and they didn't know anything. Who should I talk to about this? Payroll?
I'm going to contact them for you. There was a problem in processing some of the graduate student payroll paperwork, because their computer program crashed after all the information was processed, and some people's information couldn't be retrieved.
Oh, but why didn't anyone let me know?
I don't know how they work over there, because they couldn't even figure out whose information was missing.And this isn't the first time. Seems like something like this happens every semester.
So how do I find out if my information was lost?
I'll contact them tomorrow morning to see if you're in the system, but you're probably not.
Well, then what'll I need to do?
Sorry, but you'll need to fill out all those forms again, and then I'll fax them over to the payroll office.
And then what? Well, what I really need to know is how long till I get some money? I'm already a month behind in my bills, and my tuition's due soon.
They'll get you into the system the same day they receive your paperwork. So if you do that tomorrow, you'll get paid next Friday.
That's a long time from now. Will that paycheck include all the money I'm owed?
It should. I'll double check with the payroll department.
And another thing. Is there any way I could get paid sooner? I have been teaching all these weeks and...
I know it's not fair, but I don't think they can do anything. All the checks are computed automatically in the system. They can't just write checks.
But they're the ones that made a mistake, and they never told me.
I understand how you feel. If I were you, I'd be upset, too. I'll tell you what. When I call them, I'll explain the situation and ask if there's any way you could be paid sooner. But I have to tell you that based on past experience, you shouldn't count on it.
I understand. Thanks. I know it's not your fault and that you're doing everything you can.
Well, what I can do is make sure that your first check is for the total amount that the university owes you.
That'd be great. Thank you. I'll be on campus about 10 tomorrow morning, and I'll come by to see you then.
这个其实他讲的是一个学生去打工，然后呢，他的这个工资呢到了时间没有收到钱、
嗯、
然后他就去问那个系里的老师怎么回事儿，是吧，这边有一个词叫 paycheck。paycheck 呢就是你那个支票，就是工资用的支票。那一般来讲在人事那儿呢他有一个总表，对吧，这个表上呢是说姓名，然后呢他的每月工资是多少、
嗯、
这个信息呢就叫 payroll。一会儿大家都会听到这个信息。
嗯。
好的，现在呢我们来念一下相关的句子哈。
Well, it's already been several weeks in the semester, and my paycheck was supposed to go directly into my bank account, but there haven't been any deposits.
好了，所以你看这个话，就是说我的这个支票应该已经到账了、
嗯、
应该呢有存入，可是我的账上并没有显现 ,there hasn't been any deposits, 没收到钱。
嗯。
好，然后呢这个再来哈，系主任这个系秘书呢他说这个有点不太正常，英文是 that's odd。
嗯。
然后学生又说
,Yeah, well, I thought graduate teaching assistants were automatically put on the payroll at the beginning of the semester.
They are. Let's see. Did you complete all the forms for payroll?
I filled in whatever they sent me, and I returned it, like, at the end of the August.
Hmm. Well, you definitely should have been paid by now. At least 2 pay periods have passed since then. 好，这里边说一个这个 pay periods. 在国外呢，这个 pay periods 一般是两周一付钱，或者是一个月付两次。所以他如果是八月底，对吧？九月份开学，那这个时候大家就知道两个 pay periods 呢，很可能就是一个月已经过去了。
哇，好爽呀！
啊，对，所以他们发工资比我们这头勤，我们是一个月才发一次。
哦、对呀、啊，
而且他们还有 weekly 呢，他这个 pay periods 可能一周
来一次、啊，那也挺爽的呀。
对呀、啊，你感觉老有 paycheck 进账、哦、是吧？好，然后呢，这个系秘书说这个也不对，是吧？接着呢，这个学生说
，Well, I asked the bank and they didn't know anything. Who should I talk to about this payroll?
I'm gonna contact them for you. There was a problem in processing some of the graduate student payroll paperwork, because their computer program crashed after all the information was processed, and some people's information couldn't be retrieved.
所以这个问题是什么呀？说你把学生这个银行账号啊，什么钱数、领这个工资数的信息都输进去之后，这个电脑就崩溃了 ，crashed，
还挺及时的呢。
而且它这个信息呢是不能再恢复了，是 couldn't be retrieved。
But why didn't anyone let me know?
I don't know how they work over there, because they couldn't even figure out whose information was missing. And this isn't the first time. Seems like something like this happens every semester.
So how do I find out if my information was lost?
I will contact them tomorrow morning to see if you're in the system, but you are probably not.
Well, then, what I need to do?
Sorry, but you will need to fill out all those forms again, and then I'll fax them over to the payroll office.
And then what? Well, what I really need to know is how long till I get some money. I'm already a month behind my bills, and my tuition's due soon.
好，所以你看，他已经一个月，是吧？都是拖欠了这个账单。而且呢，他这个学费也要到期该付了，是吧？他说 behind bill 啊。I'm already a month behind my bills. 说明了拖欠。在美国的话，如果你有欠账的时间，这个对你整个的信用
记录都不良好了吧？
没错，都是有损的。以后你买房子的时候就贷不到款。好，后来呢，这个新秘书呢，就是不管怎样了，是吧？就是尽量安抚他。最后呢，就说的What I can do is make sure that your first paycheck is for the total amount that the university owes you. 第一张支票肯定会把这个欠你的所有的这几个支付周期都给你啊，当然了，这个也是无奈嘛，对吧？好，然后呢，学生最后还是可以的，他表示感谢了，他说 That will be
great. Thank you. I'll be on campus about 10 tomorrow morning and I'll come by to see you then.
好了，这就总算矛盾解决了。
好，
那我们再放一遍这个对话。
Listen to a conversation between a student and a department secretary.
Hi, Ms. Hendricks.
Hi, Brad. How are you?
I'm fine, except I have a question about my paycheck.
Sure. What's up?
Well, it's already been several weeks into the semester, and my paycheck was supposed to go directly into my bank account, but there haven't been any deposits.
That's odd.
Yeah. Well, I thought graduate teaching assistants were automatically put on the payroll at the beginning of the semester.
They are.Let's see, did you complete all the forms for payroll?
I filled in whatever they sent me, and I returned it, like, at the end of August.
Well, you definitely should have been paid by now. At least two pay periods have passed since then.
I asked at the bank, and they didn't know anything. Who should I talk to about this, payroll?
I'm going to contact them for you. There was a problem in processing some of the graduate student payroll paperwork.Because their computer program crashed after all the information was processed, and some people's information couldn't be retrieved.
Oh, but why didn't anyone let me know?
I don't know how they work over there, because they couldn't even figure out whose information was missing. And this isn't the first time. Seems like something like this happens every semester.
So how do I find out if my information was lost?
I'll contact them tomorrow morning to see if you're in the system, but you're probably not.
Well, then what'll I need to do?
Sorry, but you'll need to fill out all those forms again, and then I'll fax them over to the payroll office.
And then what? Well, what I really need to know is how long till I get some money? I'm already a month behind in my bills, and my tuition's due soon.
They'll get you into the system the same day they receive your paperwork. So if you do that tomorrow, you'll get paid next Friday.
That's a long time from now. Will that paycheck include all the money I'm owed?
It should. I'll double check with the payroll department.
And another thing... Is there any way I could get paid sooner? I have been teaching all these weeks and...
I know it's not fair, but I don't think they can do anything. All the checks are computed automatically in the system. They can't just write checks.
But they're the ones that made a mistake, and they never told me.
I understand how you feel. If I were you, I'd be upset too. I'll tell you what. When I call them, I'll explain the situation and ask if there's any way you could be paid sooner. But I have to tell you that based on past experience, you shouldn't count on it.
I understand. Thanks. I know it's not your fault and that you're doing everything you can.
Well, what I can do is make sure that your first check is for the total amount that the university owes you.
That'd be great. Thank you. I'll be on campus about 10 tomorrow morning, and I'll come by to see you then.
那行，那咱这段对话完了以后，咱们就跟大家再来一个长一点的。
没错，
前面一个大概差不多5分40秒的一个 lecture， 这个我们也是会跟大家分享两遍，然后当中呢再跟大家就是细说一些其中的细节。
好，这一段呢难度并不太大，它又是一个关于管理的课程，其中提到了一个名词，这个名词是一堆词放在一块叫 MBWA。啊，大家可以听一下这个代表哪些，我们先放一遍录音。
嗯。
Listen to part of a lecture in a business class.
Okay, as we've talked about, a key aspect of running a successful business is knowing, getting a good sense of what the customer actually wants and how they perceive your product. So with that in mind, I want to describe a very simple method of researching customer preference, and it's becoming increasingly common. It's called MBWA. Which stands for Managing by Wandering Around. Now, MBWA, that's not the most technical sounding name you've ever heard, but it describes the process pretty accurately. Here's how it works. Basically, the idea is that business owners or business managers just go out and actually talk to their customers. And learn more about how well the business is serving their needs. And try to see what the customer experiences. Because that's a great way to discover for yourself how your product is perceived, what its strengths and weaknesses are, you know, how you can improve it, that sort of thing. You know Dalton's? They make soup and canned vegetables and such. Well, the head of the company had Dalton's top executives walk around supermarkets, asking shoppers what they thought of Dalton's soups, and he used that data to make changes to the company's product. I mean, when Dalton's, of all companies, embraces something as radical as MBWA, it really shows you how popular the theory has become. Yes, Lisa?
But isn't it dangerous to base decisions on information from a small sample of people? Isn't large-scale market research safer, getting data on a lot of people?
That's a good question. And, well, I don't want to pretend that MBWA is some sort of replacement for other methods of customer research. Now, market research data definitely can give you a good idea of the big picture, but MBWA is really useful at kind of filling in the blanks, you know, getting a good on-the-ground sense of how your products are used and how people need to respond to them. And yes, the numbers of opinions you get is small, so you do need to be careful. But good business managers will tell you that the biggest fear they have and one of the most frequent problems they come across is, well, becoming out of touch with what their customers really want and need. You know, surveys and market research, stuff like that. They can only tell you so much about what the customers actually want in their day-to-day lives. Managing by wandering around, on the other hand, well, that gets you in there and gives you a good sense of what customers need. So when used in combination, then, MBWA and market research, well, they're powerful tools. Oh, here's another example for you. Senior executives for a clothing manufacturer, it was... Elkin Jeans, you know? They went and worked in a store for a few days, selling Elkin's clothes. Now, that gave them a very different idea about their product. They saw how people responded to it, They could go up to customers in the store and ask them questions about it. Yes, Mike?
Well, I would think that a lot of customers would be bothered by, you know, if I'm shopping, I don't know if I'd want some business representative coming up to me and asking me questions. It's like when I get phone calls at home from market researchers, I just hang up on them.
Well, it's certainly true that, well, no one likes getting calls at home from market researchers or people like that. But I'll tell you something. Most customers have the exact opposite reaction when it comes to MBWA. Now, don't ask me why, because I really have no idea, but the fact is that customers tend to respond really well to MBWA, which is the key reason for its success. In fact, the techniques of MBWA work so well, they've actually been extended to all kinds of different contexts, like politics, for instance. A few years back, the mayor of Baltimore, I think his name was Schaefer or something like that. Anyway, he decided that the best way to serve the people of the city, of his city, was to actually get out there in it and experience the things that they experienced. So he'd ride around the city and, well, you know, in all parts of it. And he'd see all the potholes. He'd see how the trash was sometimes not picked up off the side of the street. And then he'd go back to his office and he'd write these memos. Now, they were memos to his staff about the problems he'd seen and how they needed to be fixed. You know, that sort of thing. But the thing is, he got all this information just by going around and seeing the different Baltimore neighborhoods and talking to the people in them. Now, he called it smart politics. We'd call it MBWA, or just plain good customer service.
所以呢，录音结束了，不知道大家有没有自己能掐算出来 MBWA 到底是什么东西啊？它叫这个是什么呀？
叫 wandering around， 是吧？
嗯。
By managing by wandering around，
嗯，
也就是说呢，你是走来走去的，就是要实地的接触。
接地气儿，
没错，接了地气儿，然后就知道呢现场有什么问题。其中呢，他就举了一个公司的例子，叫 Dalton 啊 ，They make soup and canned vegetables and such，
嗯，
就是罐头的这个汤啊，还有罐头的蔬菜。像在北美洲比较冷的地方，好多的这个生鲜蔬菜保存不了，所以大家吃饭就是直接上超市拿一个罐头的什么玩意儿，
嗯，
然后呢就去做饭。啊，所以呢，这个 Dalton 呢，就是做这个罐头食品。
嗯、
well, the head of the company, had Dalton's top executive, executives walked around supermarkets asking shoppers what they thought of Dalton's soups, and he used that data to make changes to the company's product. I mean, when Dalton's of all companies embraces something as radical as MBWA, it will really show you how popular that theory has become. 好，也就是连这个这么保守的这个做汤的公司都能够采用这么激进的手法去做管理的话，你就知道这个 MBWA 的方法是多么好了。
嗯，
紧接着呢，他又讲了在政治上，一个 Mayor of Baltimore， 巴尔的摩的市长也是骑着车在这个城里逛，然后发现了市里边的好多的这个市政问题，然后从而呢去做相应的改变。
亲力亲为嘛。
没错，所以呢，这是一个应用。
嗯，
好，这一段不难。那我们再听一遍，
对。希望今天的节目对大家有帮助，我们明天见，
再见。
Listen to part of a lecture in a business class.
Okay, as we've talked about, a key aspect of running a successful business is knowing, getting a good sense of what the customer actually wants and how they perceive your product. So with that in mind, I want to describe a very simple method of researching customer preference.And it's becoming increasingly common. It's called MBWA, which stands for Managing by Wandering Around. Now, MBWA, that's not the most technical sounding name you've ever heard, but it describes the process pretty accurately. Here's how it works. Basically, the idea is that business owners or business managers just go out and actually talk to their customers and learn more about how well the business is serving their needs. And and try to see what the customer experiences. Because that's a great way to discover for yourself how your product is perceived, what its strengths and weaknesses are, you know, how you can improve it, that sort of thing. You know Dalton's? They make soup and canned vegetables and such. Well, the head of the company had Dalton's top executives walk around supermarkets, asking shoppers what they thought of Dalton's soups, and he used that data to make changes to the company's product. I mean, when Dalton's, of all companies, embraces something as radical as MBWA, it really shows you how popular the theory has become. Yes, Lisa?
But isn't it dangerous to base decisions on information from a small sample of people? Isn't large-scale market research safer, getting data on a lot of people?
That's a good question. And, well, I don't want to pretend that MBWA is some sort of replacement for other methods of customer research. Now, market research data definitely can give you a good idea of the big picture, but MBWA is really useful at kind of filling in the blanks, you know, getting a good on-the-ground sense of how your products are used and how people need to respond to them. And yes, the numbers of opinions you get is small, so you do need to be careful. But good business managers will tell you that the biggest fear they have and one of the most frequent problems they come across is, well, becoming out of touch with what their customers really want and need. You know, surveys and market research, stuff like that, they can only tell you so much about what the customers actually want in their day-to-day lives. Managing by wandering around, on the other hand, well, that gets you in there and gives you a good sense of what customers need. So when used in combination, then, MBWA and market research, well, they're powerful tools. Oh, here's another example for you. Senior executives for a clothing manufacturer, it was Elkin Jeans, you know, they went and worked in a store for a few days selling Elkin's clothes. Now, that gave them a very different idea about their product. They saw how people responded to it. They could go up to customers in the store and ask them questions about it. Yes, Mike?
Well, I would think that a lot of customers would be bothered by, you know, if I'm shopping, I don't know if I'd want some business representative coming up to me and asking me questions. It's like when I get phone calls at home from market researchers, I just hang up on them.
Well, it's certainly true that, well, no one likes getting calls at home from market researchers or people like that. But I'll tell you something. Most customers have the exact opposite reaction when it comes to MBWA. Now, don't ask me why, because I really have no idea. But the fact is that customers tend to respond really well to MBWA, which is the key reason for its success. In fact, the techniques of MBWA work so well, they've actually been extended to all kinds of different contexts, like politics, for instance. A few years back, the mayor of Baltimore, I think his name was Schaefer or something like that. Anyway, he decided that the best way to serve the people of the city, of his city, was to actually get out there in it and experience the things that they experienced. So he'd ride around the city and, well, you know, in all parts of it. And he'd see all the potholes. He'd see how the trash was sometimes not picked up off the side of the street. And then he'd go back to his office and he'd write these memos. Now, they were memos to his staff about the problems he'd seen and how they needed to be fixed. You know, that sort of thing. But the thing is, he got all this information just by going around and seeing the different Baltimore neighborhoods and talking to the people in them. Now, he called it smart politics. We'd call it MBWA, or just plain good customer service.
希望今天的节目对大家有帮助，我们明天见，
再见。
下一期大学生英语在线将继续为您带来托福听力的内容。
接下来您将听到的是私房拷贝。 Coming up next is home video.
Treat me right.